Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Mark Oswald, strategist at ADMISI. As ever, thank you for showing. It's quite poignant. The day after Bank of England rate hike, a very dovish rate hike by all accounts. What's your take on this?
I think the Bank of England's really just lurching from one mistake to another. It was a mistake to cut rates last year. I know there are a lot of people who actually say, well, they couldn't do anything else. They could have done. They could have said, we've got a watching brief. How the whole Brexit negotiations are going to pan out, we're not going to prejudge. They're not supposed to be political animals, and instead they became political animals. Be that as it may, we've now reversed that. The critical point for financial markets in terms of reversing out some of the rate hike trajectory that they'd put in after the Bank of England started offering some fairly strong hints about a November rate hike is previously they've had this sentence in there, which is, it's an observation, it's not a commitment. So there was no point in actually ditching it. But the sentence was, we believe that the rate trajectory is likely to be somewhat higher than the market's currently expecting, and they ditched it. So now we're left with this situation where basically it's saying what's discounted in more, what was discounted in markets when they drew up the original graphs, it's slightly less now, is what the rate trajectory is going to be. So then we ask ourselves, well, is that really going to rein in inflation? Most of their forecasts were pretty uninterested. And what are you exactly doing here? You've not been offering very good guidance. We know Mr. Carney has the moniker of the unreliable boyfriend. Well, this is going from lurching from bad to worse. This is basically saying whatever the market thinks. A central bank which basically is reduced to saying the rate trajectory will be whatever the market thinks is a central bank which is not in control. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there are a lot of uncertainties related to the Brexit negotiations. And I know that actually we should be probably fretting a lot more about that than we should be about where the Bank of England moves rates, particularly as things in Northern Ireland seem to be coming to a fairly nasty head with a lot of disputes between DUP and Sinn Féin, and indeed between the Irish government and the British government, probably the worst patch of relations that they've had in more than 20 years. But to say you just basically agree with whatever the market's put up basically says, you're not in control of the situation anymore.
And on that point, I mean, how will the markets punish the Bank of England? They seem to have lost credibility. What will the markets do now?
Well, I mean, this is really where the nightmare starts, because we know that the bulk of the rise of inflation, as the bank observed yesterday, is due to imported prices. So the Bank of England, by basically going down this very dovish route in terms of a rate hike trajectory, is basically inviting the market to sell sterling. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the reaction's going to be. I haven't seen what the services PMI today is, but if we have another strong set of US labour data today, you can just see sterling continuing to fall, and thereby, again, exacerbating the upside risks on inflation. And so the bank may be then again proved wrong in saying that it expects next month, or this month's report for October, inflation to be the peak at 3.2% before we get back to about 2.4% end of next year, which would be okay. Getting it back exactly to 2, it's not the appliance of science. But they really are not offering much in the way of guidance. And we've already had Mr. Broadbent this morning trying to row back, saying, no, we haven't gone soft. And yet he refuses to use that language, which would have the market saying, OK, well, they might be slightly more aggressive than we're thinking. Even if the market doesn't believe them, the fact that the bank says as much gives sterling a little bit of support, even if incoming data and obviously the Brexit negotiations could unseat it.
Understood. And just looking at the vote, I mean, what do you make of the breakdown of the vote? Is there anything to read into that?
Well, one would have to say that both the members are political officials, formally. Mr. Cunliffe obviously was at the EU, and Mr. Ramsden was at the Treasury. So I find it actually quite interesting that those were the two dissenters. The fact that there wasn't anybody else, all the academics, suggests that there's a pretty sort of solid majority there, and I really wouldn't want to overinterpret it, but it does also mean that we're going to have some quite dovish language from the likes of Ramsden and Cunliffe going forward, which will be unsettling for markets because, again, you're going to be getting a bifurcated steer on where the trajectory for UK rates is going.
Fantastic. Mark, thank you very much for joining us here today.